Okay, let's get into the next perek. Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Tezayin, as we are in the 16th perek, the third perek relating to the king Asa. Asa, who was generally looked at positively, and he did a lot of good and brought people back to Hashem. Excuse me, but he made one tragic mistake, and that's in this week's this perek, and that is at a time when he could have trusted in Hashem and defeated the kings, the king Baasha, who was the king of Yisrael, and who was teamed up with the king of Aram. Instead, he sends a tribute to Aram to try to get him to break his covenant with Malcha Yisrael and come over to his side. And that's what happened. But the Navi in this parak comes to him, Hanani, and says that you made a tragic mistake. You should have trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then, as the Medrash says, the Malchus would have only been split for 36 years, as was forecast, and instead it was split ad Hayom Hazeh. This Perek is parallel to Sefer Malachim Aleph, Perek Tezvav, it's parallel to Psukim that are described there. Okay, so that's the Perek. Again, he goes out and he sends money to Aram instead of trusting, and then the Navi comes and gets upset at him, and the Asa gets so upset he throws the Navi into jail. Sounds like Yirmiyahu. And then towards the end of his life, Asa gets sick in his legs, and he dies. And he dies after 41 years of being ruler, and he's buried in Kever David, and his son Yehoshaphat is going to take over. So here we go. Bishnah Shloshim Vashesh L'Malchus Asa, in the 36th year of Asa, Malchus Asa, Allah Baasha Melech Yisrael, Allah Yehuda. So this is the first time we've heard of Baasha, right? We had Yeravam, and we had Baasha here in the line. Even though we didn't talk about all the Malchus Yisrael in between. So Baasha stands up on you. He goes to fight Allah Baasha Melech Yisrael Yehuda, or not even fight, but he just does something to cause trouble. Vayiven as a Rama. He builds up the Rama. What's a Rama? The Mitzudas David says, Migdal Gavoha, a high tower, Mul Sha'are Yerushalayim, a high tower outside the gates of Yerushalayim, Lahashlich Mimenu Avanim, Liotseva Lavo, where he could throw, we could throw rocks, throw stones to all of those who go in and out of Yerushalayim. So he was instigating, and he was doing something that, you know, was leaving Yehuda up to the elements of war, and therefore the Asa couldn't let that be. So what does he do? So Asa could have davened to Hashem like he did in the previous parak. It's unclear what happened, what changed. In the previous parak, when he faced a huge army, a million soldier army, he davened to Hashem. Hashem, I know you're in charge. I know that it doesn't matter how many people. I'm going to trust in you. Here he does not. Here instead, he does, according to Chazal, his tablus that he shouldn't have done. Vayotze Asa Kesef Vizav. He takes out the money, the gold and the silver. Me'otzros Beis Hashem Ubeis HaMelech. He takes it out. Vayishlach El Ben Hadad Melech Aram. And he sends it to Hadad, the king of Aram, Yoshev B'Darmesek Lemar, who's sitting in Damascus. And he says to him, please break your treaty. Bris Beni Uveinecha Uveinavina Venevicha. Let's make a covenant between us, just like there was between our parents. Hine Shalachti L'cha Kesef Vizav. Look, I send you money. Leicha Fer Brischa. As Baasha Melech Yisrael v'ya'aleh mi'alai. Please break your covenant that you made with Baasha and have a covenant with me. So he's not asking for him to fight, even though that's what he's going to do, but he's just saying, please break your treaty with Baasha, because Asa knows that Baasha will never attack him by himself. Baasha only feels confident because he has Aram on his side. So he's trying to break that covenant. So he sends him the money, he sends him the bribe. And this, again, we've read this already once or twice already, but we'll read it again because now we're up to the next step. Psachim, Kuf, Yutes, Amar Aleph. Psachim, Kuf, Yutes. Right, what are the gold and the silver and the riches? Bnei Yisrael took it out of Mitzrayim, and they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. And it was in the Beis HaMikdash until Rechavam. Vayamunach HaRechavam. Ubash Shishak Melech Mitzrayim and not Lumi Rechavam. Shishak came and took it from Rechavam. And then what happens? Pazerach Melech Kush v'not Lumi Sheshak. Zerach went and conquered Sheshak. And then Ba'asa v'not Lumi Zerach Melech Kush. And Asa came and he overcame, and he davened to Hashem, and he conquered Zerach Melech Kush v'shigro. And then what did he do here? He sends it. He sends it to the king of Aram. Hadadrimon b'Tavrimon. That's the language given in the in the Gemara, and then we're going to have to get to the next steps. Bnei Amon is going to take it from him, and then Yehoshaphat is going to take it back, and he has it at least until Achaz, and then Sancheriv is going to take it, v'chulu. But this is the step that we're up to, Imsachim Kuf Yutes. So he sends out the money, and the gold, and the silver, says the Psukim. Vayishma ben Hadad el Melech Asa. And it worked. The bribe worked. Haben Hadad listened to Melech Asa. Vayishlach Esarei Chayalim Asherlo El Arei Yisrael. He sends his Chayalim to fight Basha. Not only is he breaking the covenant, but he's going to fight him. Vayaku Es Ion Ve'ezdon Ve'ezovel Mayim. And he fights these cities. Ve'ezkol Mitzkonos Arei Naphtali. Vayikishmoa Basha. When Basha heard this, that the treaty has been broken, Vayechdal Mibros Es Ramah. He stops building the Ramah because he realizes he's not going to be able to overcome and to conquer Yehuda by himself. Vayashpes Es Malachto. So he stops. V'yasa Melech Lakach Es Kol Yehuda. Asa Melech takes all Yehuda. V'yisnu Es Avei Arama. And they take away, so it's not built again. They take away the Avnei Arama V'Esetze on the wood. Asher Bana Basha. They take it away, so it's not there. V'yivin Bohem. And they use it to build something else. Geva Ed Mitzpah. What's the language of Lakach Es Kol Yehuda? They take all Yehuda. So Chazal think that this is a mistake of Asa. Kol Yehuda, Sota, Dav Yud, Amid Aleph. The Gemara says there were five people that had special powers, a unique power in something relating to their guf, right? Something related to the guf. Me'ein, the language of the Gemara is Tanur Rabbanan. Chamisha Nivru, Me'ein, Dugma Shalmala. Five people were created, Dugma Shalmala Rashi, Nishtanu Menatzachtonim L'Tiferes. They had some type of glory. Some type of glory. V'kulan laku bohen, and they all punished in this because they sinned in the power that they were given. Shimshon b'kocho. Shaul b'tzavaro. Shaul at his neck. He lifted himself up. V'yigma mikol ha'ami shechmo. Avshalom b'sa'aro, with his hair. Tzidkiyahu b'einav. Rashi says, I'm not sure what's the shvach here. And he also says, the last one, Asa Baraglov, that's ours. And Rashi says by both of those, Lo nish yadana mi lalon dirishtana l'shevach, v'chein asa baraglav. I don't know what was the greatness of Sidkio's eyes or Asa's legs. Ella kein shama miraba. But this is just what was heard in the Beis Medrash, and therefore you see because they were punished, because Sidkio was punished with his eyes, and Asa was punished in his legs. And the Gemara says, why was he punished? Dorash Rava, mepnei man ne'enash asa, mepnei she'asa angaria b'tamidei chachamim. He didn't need certain people to come to his army, and he took them away from their learning. Shemar v'amelach asa hishmiya es kol Yehuda ein naki. That's the language in Malachim. My ein naki, amar vidu marava, filu chasa michadro, v'kala michupasa. And this wasn't a milchemes mitzvah. Milchemes mitzvah, then everybody leaves. Afilu, that lashon. But this wasn't. This is just to break down the Ramah. And therefore, he was punished for it for undoing that Talmud Torah. Uvo Esahia Pasuk Zion. At that moment, Bo Chanani Aroeh. Chanani, right? That's the other one. Remember, we saw it in the last year. Rashi and Megillah Tes Yudalid, the list of the Nevi'im. So Chanani is also on the list, along with the last one that we had, Odeid, or Azariah ben Odeid Hanavi. That was what we had in the previous parak. Azariahu ben Odeid. So says Chanani. Haroeh el Asa Melech Yehuda vayomer lav b'hisha encha al Melech Aram, because you relied on Aram v'lo nishanta al Hashem Elokecha al kenim larchel Melech Aram yadecha. That's why Aram got away, and they're going to cause you tzaras. Those are going to cause you tzaras. Why didn't you listen? Alo akushim ba'alubim. Right? Who'd you defeat already? Hayu l'chaya l'arov. Remember, there were a million soldiers. L'rechev u'l'farashim l'harbi ma'o. There were so many. U'b'hisha encha al Hashem nesana b'yadecha. You already have a track record. You already trusted in Hashem, and then you won. You defeated them. So what exactly were you thinking? Ki Hashem einav mishotetos b'chol haaretz. Hashem's eyes are all over the land. Lehischazek im levavam shalem elav. Right, to be strong with those who are complete with Him. Meaning, you think Hashem doesn't have anything to do with bringing these kings together? He brought these kings here in order to test you, in order for you to defeat them and to consolidate the Malchus. That's why Niskalta also. So you acted foolishly. You were mistaken. Kimeyata Yeshem Chamal Chamos, because now there's going to be a lot of war. This pasuk is crucial. Again, we spoke about Rav Nevin Zal in the previous parak or two. Rav Nevin Zal in Shmos says the whole root of this is choser bitachon, the whole root of the chet. Niskalti was foolish, but it's led to the piluk of the malchus to stay. And the churban habayis, it all, the root of it was a lack of bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Right, he says, Einav mishotetos b'chala aretz. That's a pasuk that reflects hashgacha pratis. Hashgacha pratis, Hashem is all over. Hashem controls. Remember the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah, Kuf Samach Tes, 169, he talks about Tumas Mitzora. That's where the Chinuch has his largest discussion of Hashgacha. Hashgacha, he says, there are many people that believe in different levels of Hashgacha. Shadeos Rabos. Bashkachas Hakel Akal Brua. There are many opinions. Yavo Baharbi Psukim Amikra. Vaharbe Mitzvos Lahoros Alinyan. Many Psukim, many Mitzvos that relate. Mihiyos Pina Gadola Bitaraseno. Because it's Yasod. Yesh Kitos Bnei Adam. Some people think Yachshavu. Kiashkachas Hashem Barachu Akal Aminim Bifrat. Something that Hashem's Hashkacha is on every tiny min. Bein Anashim O Kol Shar Balechayim. Every animal, every squirrel. The Yishman Kitos and other things, maybe some things is even more. Bein ba'alichayim o'kol shar dvarim klomar shlo yisno eya davar echad gadol katan ba'olam hazeh rak b'chefso baruch hu b'gzeraso. Right, the classic question of the leaf falls in the middle of the forest. Is the Hashem in charge of that? Ad sheyachshavu kin mefol ala echad min ha'ilan ehu gazer alav shipol. Hashem is gozer on that. The leaf will only fall at the exact moment that Hashem wants it to fall. Says the Chinuch, I don't think that's far from the Seichel. He doesn't call that foolish. He just says that's far from Seichel. The Yesh Kitos Rose, and there are those that think that Hashem has no Ashkacha. Shalo Yasim Ashkacha So Baruchu Klal Bechol Inyan Olam Hashafel Bein Ba'anashim O Bishar Ba'alechayim Budas HaKofrim Rav Amar. That's the bitter and evil. So you have all of these. Some people think that there's Ashkacha on everything. Ashkacha on nothing. V'anachnu Ba'alei Hadas HaAmitis. Right, but this is the true, what I think. Nasim Ashkacha So Baruchu Akol Minei Ba'alechayim Bechlal. Bale chayim, right? Alive creatures. That's hashgacha. Hashgacha pratis. Klomar shakol min min aminim hanivroim ba'olam yiskayim la'olam lo yichla v'yovad kulo ki hashgachaso yimso kiyim l'chol davar. I'm sorry. First, that's hashgacha of the species. That's bale chayim, even animals. Hashgem is hashgacha on all the species of the animals. Ubebin ha'adam na'amin ki hashgachaso baruchu akol echad v'echad befrat. People, hashgacha pratis. V'hu ha-mevin al-kol ma'aseyem. V'chein kibalnu migdolenu. V'gam nimsa al-zeh harbek suvim yoru ki'inyin kein. And this is what he talks about relating to Mitzora. Saras is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu related to Hashgacha Pratis. And that's exactly what the Navi Hanani is telling Asa here, saying you think Hashem isn't involved in bringing these two kings together? You just had so much Hashgacha and so much bitachon. So what changed? And that's what she says, Hashem einav mishotetos Bechala Aretz. Niskalta says you acted foolishly. Kimeyata Yeshim Chamochamos. What is the reaction of Asa? Vayichas Asa El Haroa. Asa gets angry at the Roe. Some, the Vilna Gaon says, maybe he thought that this wasn't a Nevuah, because remember here he's called a Roe. Roe, the Rambam in the previous parak spoke about Ruach HaKodesh. So maybe Roe is even a less. So maybe Asa thought that the Hanani is just saying this from his own. And maybe how it was expressed is it was inappropriate. But either way, he puts him in jail. What's mahapeches? The Mitzvah Sion said it's the same lashon, the letters as kippa, just spelled backwards. Beis hamahapeches. He puts him in a prison. Ki bezaf imo alzos. He was very angry. Very rotates asam in ambeisahi, and Asa goes out and starts crushing and starts fighting battles. Meaning. He did not accept this too well. Did not accept this, right? It's hard to accept tochacha. Remember that Gemara in Erechin daf Tezayin, where the Gemara says, right, the B'shem Amoraim, which Amora said it, Tanoim, Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Ani Tama Ani Em Yesh B'dor Azesh Mekabel Tochacha. Right, I don't know anyone in this generation of the Amoraim that knows how to accept tochacha. Im Amar Lo Tokise Mibeni Nechav, somebody says, you got a splinter between your eyes. Amarlo, he'll say back, oh yeah, you got a board between your eyes. Told Korah, nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. And Amar Rabbi ben Azaria may be related. Tamahani Yemish Badar Azesha Yodea Lochiach. I don't know if there's anybody who knows how to give tochacha, and maybe those two are related. There's nobody who knows how to accept tochacha because nobody's giving tochacha in the way that it could be heard. That it could be heard. We have to recognize that tochacha is ultimately, if the person is doing it for our benefit, so it's l'shem shemayim. We have to recognize that. Remember the smak, one of the Bali Atosvis, holds as a separate mitzvah d'oraisa of accepting tochacha, of hearing tochacha. Mitzvah number 9 in the smak, lamul arlas lev, to circumcise the foreskin of our heart. Right, the Rambam, the smak, do not count this in the mitzvahs. Right, the Rambam counts mitzvahs tochacha, but he does not count this. Shenemar u'maltemes arlas levavchem, pirish le'ehov es hatochachos. Number one, to love it. Not even just not to to be neutral. To love it and thank the tochacha, uvele'ehov mishiyochichenu. And not only the content, but also the one who gave tochacha, to be able to have the positive outlook on them. V'gam Shlomo HaMelech alav shalom, Shlomo wrote in his sefer, l'chacham hochach v'yehaveka. Uv'mitzvah zu yesh lav shenemar v'arpachem motakshu od. And it was also a pasuk, a losa say. So again, that's hard. That's a hard one. But that's what the smak says. And that's what you see from here. The Asa was not interested in getting the tochacha. So he gets angry. He throws him in jail. The rest of the words of Asa, the rest of the life of Asa, hinei ksuvim al sefer hamalachim liyehud of Yisrael. Again, the rest of it is written in sefer malachim, look in malachim. Again, similar story there. Vayechala Asa bishnas shlosha v'teshla malchuso, in the 39th year of his malchus, 2 years before he finishes his malchus, he gets sick. Again, by the way, the years, all the Rishonim discussed about how do you work out the years. It says in the 36th year of his malchus, he started fighting. How does that work out? So it's a little tricky. The Radak and the other Mefarshim discuss this here. But either way, it says in his 39th year, he gets sick, Baraglov. He has some type of gout, maybe, ad lamala, cholyo, and then it spreads to the rest of his body. Vegam becholyo, lo darash es Hashem ki im barofim. Oh, important pasuk. He did not go to Hashem when he was sick, he went to doctors. The Ramban quotes this pasuk. This is the famous Ramban. It's famous if you know it, but we'll make it famous. The Ramban and Parshat Chagosai. But it's really famous. People quote this Ramban as saying, oh, you're not supposed to go to doctors. The Ramban was a doctor himself. Right, it's a little difficult to say that. The context of the Ramban seems like, at a time when Klal Yisrael were on such a level, v'haklal, the language of the Ramban, ki biyos Yisrael shleimim v'him rabim, lo yisnaigin yonim b'tev haklal. There are certain times in history when we're b'derech nes, lo begufam v'lo ba'artzam v'lo b'chalam v'lo b'yachin mehem, ad sheyolo yitztarchu l'rofei, until sometimes we don't need doctors, u'lehishtamer b'derech midarkei refuos klal, k'mo shenemar, ani Hashem rofecha, v'chein hayu tzadikim, osim, bizman hanavua, Gam ki yikra mavon, she yechlu, even though they get sick, lo yidshu barofim rak nevi'im, rechiz ki yo amelech, he called Yishayo. V'gam b'kasuv, gam b'chol yo lo darash ki as Hashem ki yim barofim. Right, he quotes our pasuk, which is in Malachim and in here also, v'ilu haya dvar rofim nog b'hem, what's the wrong with saying he didn't go there? That was what he was supposed to do. Aval hadorish Hashem ben Navi, lo yidash barofim. Sounds like from the Ramban, u'machelik l'rofim, bebeis osei ratzon Hashem. Achar shiftiach, Hashem promises. What, Hashem made you sick, now you're going to try to undo it? So it sounds like from the Ramban, you're not supposed to go to doctors. Everything is whatever Hashem wants. I mikanchinit rushus l'rofi l'rapos. It means if somebody comes, he has an allowance to heal. But you're not allowed to go there. Ein lo esik barofim. And the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, it's usually looked at as a machlokas. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in Pesachim says, remember on the Chizkio, he hid away the Sefer HaRefuos. So some say, oh, because you're not supposed to look at the Sefer HaRefuos. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? That's crazy. Of course you're supposed to do medicine. But you're supposed to daven along with taking medicine. Hashem is the one that helped create the medicine. You have to try to make sure that along with the medicine that you're taking, remember the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, when you take a medicine, you're supposed to say, Yehi Rasson. You're supposed to say that it's L'Shem Shema. You know Hashem is really doing it with the medicine. So that's what the Rambam says. He hid it because people weren't thinking that Hashem had any part in it. Of course you have to take the medicines, says the Rambam. But if you look in Rav Dessler, in volume 3 of Michtam Eliyahu, page 172, he says, he doesn't think it's a machlokas here. There's no machlokas. Kshinisamek bedaver nivakach sheshitas harambam haramban einon chalukos. El shakolachan medaber al madrega acheres. If somebody's on a certain madrega, like Asa, like you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have bitachon, like he had, and he's a Navi, then the Ramban. But if somebody's not on that level, he lives in the world of Teva. He doesn't turn to Hashem every single moment of his life. He lives in the world of Teva, then Hashem says, you got to live in the world of Teva. And I gave you medicine to use, and you got to do that. And he thinks that wouldn't be a machlokas. It just depends on the category of life that one is living. Either way, so Asa was on that level, and that's why the Navi says that he was upset because he went to the doctors instead of Hashem. Vayishkav Asa Mavosav, 2 years later, Asa dies. Vayamas Bishnas Arbam Vachas Lamalcho, he dies after being king for 41 years, a very long malchus. They buried him in the burial that he dug. Shekarlo Bir David, Vayashkivu, they lay him down, and he created this whole cave of besamim and sweet smelling spices, and they buried him there. They also made a big fire. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, talks about often they used to burn many things that belonged to the kings, and nobody else would use it. It's covered malchus, so that's what they did. It seems like here too, lekavod Asa. So this takes us through the three prakim relating to Asa Hamelech.